At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two officially underway. Donnie Wrightside here. Solo mission today, which has been the case Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Kevin will be back Thursday. Phone lines are open if you want to give us a phone call. But now's the time that we like to take a look at where JP is going. And we know that he's going to an RBI prop here between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Now I'm going to go to my trusty Bet365 account here and bring that game up because I already have, we're going to get to that game, don't you guys worry, two prop bets on this game, both RBIs. Or look where JP's going. Now, granted, he still hasn't told us yet which actual team he is going with. Well, I'm just assuming right now it's going to be the Philadelphia Phillies. So I'm just loading up here the RBI numbers here for the Phillies. Okay, Alec Bohm, 155 to get an RBI. Nick Castellanos, plus 155. Bryce Harper, plus 155. Brandon Marsh had two home runs last night. He's at a plus 230. JT Realmuto at a plus 175 price. Kyle Schwarber at a plus 165. Edmundo Sosa, plus 205. Bryson Stott, plus 210. Trey Turner, plus 165. So those are the options that we have. And for me, I'm really focused on right-handed batters tonight, going up against the left-handed Drew Smiley. But if I'm going to take one shot here tonight, and if it's from the right-hand side, I'm going to go with Realmuto for JP. I don't know what numbers he's looking at or reading, but I love what Realmuto looks like tonight. Where are you going tonight? Is it Castellanos? Who is it?
I'm going Castellanos. That's just my guy.
There you go. Yeah, it makes some sense. Right-handed batters should be doing damage. And just to back up that notion here and take a look at that Philadelphia Phillies game, which is going to start at 8:05 tonight. Wind blowing slightly in, JP, but shouldn't really matter all that much. The wind was blowing in last night. Got a couple home runs out of the Phillies. Nick Castellanos weighted on base percentage. Not a high ISO power number, but keep in mind, you know, Schwarber's on or Trey Turner's on. Sometimes all you need is a single. And he's got a 452 weighted on base percentage out of that number three hole and not a lot of strikeouts. The two guys I actually went with here, Trey Turner, who's going to bat just ahead of Nick Castellanos, and JT Realmuto, who's going to bat in the fifth hole tonight, typically where he's at. Both of those guys high, but again, if you're just looking at weighted on base percentage, which does take into some power, look, get a couple runners on. Castellanos is going to be able to drive them in. He's having a wonderful year overall. The power isn't there necessarily, but he's been doing a pretty good job. By the way, Bryce Harper, wake up, man. Against lefties, 28 bats, a zero ISO. How does Bryce Harper have a zero ISO power number? Which in layman's terms means no extra base hits and 28 at bats against lefties. Maybe he'll come to play tonight. About 75 degrees tonight. Wind blowing in from right field at 8 miles an hour. So it's not like it's blowing in directly in from left. Those right-handed batters should have an advantage tonight. Come on, Trey Turner. Come on, Nick Castellanos. Come on, JT Realmuto. Now, we are going to get back to the Major League Baseball card, but quickly, usually, at the top of the hour, it's a faster segment. I saw something pop up because I was surfing for, you know, the odds boost tonight, the profit boost that any one of these sports books has. DraftKings does have a Major League Baseball profit boost tonight of 50%. Love those, man, because they can really pay off well. Two nights ago, Adley Rutschman was like a 250 after his odds boost, which was tremendous because it ended up giving me a winning night, even though we didn't win more of the bets than we lost. But anytime you're getting those odds boost on there or profit boost, they help out. So make sure you're checking that out there at the FanDuel Sportsbook to sort of boost up some of the games you have. Doesn't have to be an RBI prop. It could be a home run prop. It could be a side. It could be a total. Doesn't matter. Just get after it tonight. Use them. They are to your advantage. But as I digress, on the DraftKings Sportsbook, I'm going through. It's like, what do you got here tonight? No sweat bet. Okay. Really dig those too much. Get a profit boost for the Travelers. Not the Travelers, excuse me. Get a profit boost for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now, is that correct? Why would it still say Travelers up there? Let me log in here just to see officially what it is, because I thought it did say that. Odd surge of 300, plus 300 on the Rocket Mortgage Classic, which you have to pick the winner there. It's a pretty good one. But I saw the match, 8, Super Boost. Here's what it says. Hole number 1 to be a tie, boosted to plus 100, brought to you by Bleacher Report Betting. I said, oh, whoa, is that tonight? Kiddingly. Because who cares if it's tonight? If it's tomorrow? If it's in 5 years? You know me, people. I like to call out things I can't stand and rail on them. The match was interesting the way it began. Phil Mickelson, head-to-head with Tiger Woods, mic'd up, millions on the table, get after it, and talk some smack. Phil Mickelson beat Tiger Woods in that. So, well, that's kind of interesting. It wasn't great because I think it was like a pay-per-view that crashed after a couple holes, and then they just gave it to everybody free, and if you tried to buy it on pay-per-view, they just gave you your money back. I mean, a whole disaster all the way around. But how did we get so far down the rabbit hole? What happened out here? The match 2023, which will be tomorrow, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson versus Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Who cares? Well, who cares? You know what I actually would rather see? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce go 2-on-2 in basketball. You know Steph and Klay would eat them alive. But who really cares? So do people, are people looking forward to that tomorrow? You got to be kidding me. Sounds like torture at this point. Give me a WNBA game instead of that by far. A meaningless 2-on-2 golf match between two sports athletes. Now, I know Steph Curry's a decent golfer, but who cares? And by the way, when you see Steph Curry and Klay Thompson lined up against Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, it's amazing how much taller NBA players are. It really is. We'll be right back. Hour number 2.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wardell Stephen Curry II, 6'2", 35 years old. Does anybody care if that guy's going to play golf tomorrow? No! No, we don't. No, we don't. But having said that, I was lied to. I'm kind of upset right now. Ari Miroff just tweeted out the official starting dates here for the rookies heading to camp in the National Football League per team, and also the veterans of when they report. Now, first team I always take a look at, my Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe the most team-friendly team in the NFL. Player-friendly, I should say. Rookies report on the 25th. Veterans report also on the 25th. So they get a late start. The only team that's going to start later than the Philadelphia Eagles on both sides, it's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers, who start on the 26th. By the way, as I'm looking here, and this is because State Farm Stadium, which is the site of the Arizona Cardinals, Glendale, Arizona, where they have training camp, basically right at the field, they report 725 for rookies and 725 for veterans, which is usually rare. Most teams don't do that, but Arizona's got, you know, a coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, who was on the Philadelphia Eagles last year. He's going to keep that same. Now, let me check to see what Indianapolis, yep, look at that. The Indianapolis Colts, Grand Park is where they report to in Westfield, Indiana. They also report on the 25th, both veterans and rookies. Why was that? Shane Steichen was the disciple here in Philadelphia under Nick Sirianni as offensive coordinator. So that's where it is. But the reason I'm going to say we're lied to is not because of those two. Who cares about that? The Ravens were listed as showing up to training camp on 7-11, which was July 11th. That's not the case. The Under Armour Performance Center, obviously that's their training facility, 7-18 for rookies. I was lied to, man. Football just got pushed back an extra week for me. Kind of upset with that. But let's get to the phone lines and have some fun here on a Wednesday afternoon. 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's calling in. He's ready to go tonight after a big Reds win last night. Big Major League Baseball card tonight. Moose, what's up, man?
I tell you what, don't expect it tonight. I think Weaver is going to get shelled again.
Yeah, so, I'm with you.
Just watching this Atlanta game, I got some tickets out on the Atlanta game. And DRS, I just want you and JP to know that the dream team of callers has your guys fixed because K-Dub is AWOL for the third straight day. You know,
Where is he?
Let's
get a tracker on that guy.
Works. You know, I mean, people think absent without leave. I think it's more like absent without lunch. You know, he's probably at that super buffet.
It's good.
Just munging down. So since we're talking about food, I'm doing a little bit of chicken cutlets with some garlic aioli. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Some fresh garlic and pasta and some chicken cutlets. You bet. There's nothing better than that. And, hey, wouldn't it be ironic? So I understand that NFL player from Indiana got suspended for a year for gambling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I know for a fact that Indiana does have sports books just like Ohio. And I wonder who these other handful of players. Now, I'm just saying this. Wouldn't it be ironic? Wouldn't karma raise its ugly head and one of those players be the Browns quarterback? Can you imagine
that? Whoa. About that.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
So.
Going down out there.
Atlanta just pulled off a double play. It was great. It was great. So.
I'm watching it right now.
But watch that double play.
There you go. Not running the bases all too well there for the Minnesota Twins, that's for sure. My goodness.
Yeah, but anyway, so DRS, I just want to assure you and JP both that, you know, Chris and the X-Man and Jordan, we got you guys back on AWOL days.
Yeah.
So we got you covered, buddy. I'm going to go crack a cold one.
Love it, man. Here. There's Moose checking in. Yeah. He's ready. He's ready for the day. Big Reds game tonight in Baltimore. I'm agreeing with him, though. I think we do get some offense in that game. And, yes, there was a double play in the Atlanta game. 2-0 still. So people looking for runs here, trying to maybe crack open the little candles, right? Say a prayer, light a candle, see if it happens, see if it comes through. But, again, man, getting back to it, I'm upset, man. I thought the Ravens were in camp on the 11th. We were lied to. We were lied to all the way around. Just the way it is. Oh, well. But let's get back to the Major League Baseball card and start hitting that here. We talked about that Seattle-Washington game. I think there are some good shots here. Let's get to Cincinnati and Baltimore tonight. Let's take a look at Luke Weaver, why he's been a disaster so far. Let me hit the fresh report here, see if we have any updated lineups that we can talk about today. Let's see about the last 30 days. We do have Cincinnati's lineup that is in. So let's take a look at that first here. And it looks good. It always looks good. Kyle Gibson's last 30 days, he's actually dominated left-handed batters. A 109 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 242. But right-handed batters is where Kyle Gibson gets himself into trouble. An ISO power number of 234, a weighted on base percentage of 437. So if we're focused on batters, right, don't worry about lefty or righty, just batters, that's a good-looking lineup today for the Reds. It's looked good for a while, because this team can hit. TJ Friedel, lefty, out of the leadoff spot, hasn't really fared all that well against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, but he'll lead off tonight. It's not really a place I would go. The other guy with a low weighted on base percentage, it's not really that low, it's a 307. That's Tyler Stevenson, the catcher here, who bats from the right-hand side. He's at a 307. Everybody else is elevated. Now, let's take a look at what would make some sense here, right? Just told you, Gibson has had a pretty good season against left-handed pitching. Or left-handed batters, excuse me. Right-handed batters on the season, he actually has good numbers, but has fallen off the wagon a little bit over his past 50 or so right-handed batters he's faced. So if you're looking for RBI shots tonight, Matt McClain out of the two-hole, a 374, weighted on base percentage in an ISO of 190. Jonathan India, right on the borderline there, 171 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 315. Ellie De La Cruz, who actually really has been hitting right-handed pitching well. The fact of the matter is, though, he'll be batting from the left-hand side tonight, going up against Gibson, and that's really something that it's like, you know what? Maybe a layoff there. Jake Fraley, unbelievable numbers against right-handed pitching. Now, this is one of those maybe you take a leap of faith. Because we're going to talk about three straight batters that'll be lefties, but that's right in Gibson's wheelhouse. De La Cruz, a 494. Jake Fraley, a 508. Joey Votto, a 465. That's incredible. It really is. Spencer Steer's got a 384 weighted on base percentage. He'll bat as a righty tonight, something you might be able to dip into. But you have a great mix of lefty and righties, but really the right-handed batters is probably where we're focusing on tonight, to be honest. McLean, maybe a Steer, right? It's a shame, too, because, again, those three lefties in the middle of that lineup, Fraley, Votto, and De La Cruz, they might do some damage, but I just can't go from that side. I can't do it. Let's take a look at Baltimore tonight. Don't have an official starting lineup for them just yet. We just got the Rays out. Reds out just a few moments ago. But in anticipating of a lineup tonight, you can do whatever you want to Luke Weaver. On the season itself, he's been bad. In totality, 275 batters he's faced. How about this? 262 ISO, 399 weighted on base percentage. That's really bad. But how about if you isolate the last 30 days? ISO of 273. And a weighted on base percentage of 436. Lefties and righties, they're tanking away. Slightly higher, though, for the lefties. K percentage, under 10% to lefties for Weaver. A 306 ISO, which is basically double. A weighted on base percentage of 482. Focus on the left-handed batters in this lineup tonight. Anthony Santander, he should be on your card from the left-hand side. Ryan O'Hearn, probably as well, should be there. Gunnar Henderson, absolutely. Now, for me so far, I only bet Santander and Gunnar Henderson, but I think I might have to move up the charts here. I think I just might have to. I'm going to have to go again with Ryan O'Hearn there. Left-handed batters tonight against Weaver, they should eat. We should get runs down in the Charm City tonight. One of my favorite games to look at, firing on a couple props already. Long Major League Baseball card to go. We got two big segments. Let's cover it next. Come on back. Donnie Wrightside, right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. Hour number two, Major League Baseball in full effect. Quick update here. Says indications are James Harden will stay with the Sixers, according to ESPN's Brian Windhorst. Mark Stein also reports it could be a 2 or 3 year deal. It's the only thing that the Sixers could actually do. They couldn't let James Harden walk because the season would be an absolute wrap, basically, no matter what happened at that point, if he left. Because they're not going to replace him. And you were just basically wasting another year of Joel Embiid. Not to say the Sixers are going to win a championship, but they're a better team with Harden than they aren't. They couldn't afford to lose him because you weren't going to replace him this year. So there you go. Looks like James Harden expected, not official, expected to be back with the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's keep moving down the list here in Major League Baseball. Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Diego Padres. We talked about earlier in the show some pitchers that you probably want to avoid tonight on your card, not fade them. That's Blake Snell. He's been outrageous. Left-handed pitcher. 113 batters he's faced over the past month. 103 of those batters, they're from the right side. And tonight in the lineup for the Pittsburgh Pirates, again, not official yet, but we anticipate 8 of the 9 batters to be right-handed batters. So that's what we're going to focus on tonight. Only lefty is Bay. How about this? An 043 ISO. And a weighted on base percentage of 171. Even better, this is 103 batters he's faced from the right side. Snell struck out 44% of those batters. That's incredible. That's not something I want to jump in the way of tonight at all, any way, shape, or form. Minus 158 favorite for the Padres tonight. I think they win. Now, granted, Mitch Keller's on the mound. He's not a bad pitcher for the Pirates either. That totals at 8.5. If we look at that Padres team who were embarrassed last night by the Pittsburgh Pirates in a game where Yu Darvish was supposed to start, Mitch Keller has, look, he hasn't really struggled. Weighted on base percentage is 360 to lefties. That's a little elevated, but he's dominated right-handed batters for the season and also in the last 30 days. So if you're looking at prop shots here, you're probably going to look at Juan Soto, and that's about it for the San Diego Padres. So not a lot to love. The lineup tonight for the Pirates, I don't care who's in the lineup. Nobody matches up with Blake Snell right now. That's just a fact. San Francisco and Toronto this morning on the early line. Both myself and Joe Ranieri broke this game down. We use it as a spotlight game. Now, it turns out it's going to be a bullpen game here. How about that? Now, not for the San Francisco Giants. They're going to throw Logan Webb tonight. It's going to be a bullpen game here for the Toronto Blue Jays. But as you're going over some of the numbers, right, Trevor Richards supposed to get the start. He's got a very good xFIP minus over the past 30 days at a 69. Don't know how long he's going in this game. But the one thing that does make you nervous if you are a Toronto Blue Jays backer tonight is he has struggled with left-handed batters. He's dominated righties, struggled with lefties. Estimated lefties in the lineup tonight, Wade, Peterson, Conforto, Sable, Bailey, and Crawford. That's six of the nine. And if we're looking at this lineup overall, seven of the nine batters, or should I say, hold on here. Yeah, seven out of the nine batters are a 310 or above. Eight of the nine batters are a 305 or above weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days in Major League Baseball. How about that? Walk percentages elevated here for San Francisco. They really should hit tonight. No doubt about it. They really should hit tonight. Middle of that lineup, boy, take a look. Monte Wade leading all 415 weighted on base percentage against righties. Should be a decent lineup overall tonight. But if we flip it over to the other side, you got Logan Webb on the mound. He's a right-handed pitcher. He's crushed left-handed bats all season long. By the way, totality between lefty and righty batters, he's faced 420 of those. Talking about Logan Webb, starting pitcher tonight for the Giants against the Blue Jays. ISO power number 137, weighted on base percentage 293. That's pretty impressive. However, over the past 30 days, he struggled with right-handed batters. 220 ISO, that's elevated. Weighted on base percentage, 389, that's elevated too. And you know how where the attacks come from that Toronto Blue Jays offense. It's typically from the right side. George Springer, 354 weighted on base percentage. How about this? Brandon Belt, crushing right-handed batters. But, as we said, Webb has done very good against left-handed batters. Maybe he quiets Brandon Belt down in this game, who might be the best overall hitter in the lineup just based on statistics over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., hey, he's actually got some solid numbers here. Right around average, a 332 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching. Not striking out a lot, only around 13%. That could make some sense there. Also, Danny Jansen in the 8-hole tonight, or at least the anticipated 8-hole tonight. 355 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 333. Great game, not necessarily from a betting perspective, but I actually would be leaning way more towards San Francisco than I would a bullpen game for the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, New York Mets, Milwaukee Brewers. Why is this game important? Well, their owner is going to have his own press conference, I assume, at the stadium tonight to give a State of the Union for the team. They played well last night. They did the job. They won and won easy. Will they do that again tonight? Wade Miley, let me just check his numbers. Over the past month, he's been good, people. 27 are eligible pitchers on the card today with at least 10 innings pitched over the past 30 days. He's got a 79 xFIP minus. Phenomenal ERA. You know what it's at? Yeah, zero. That's what it's at. A xFIP of 340. Everything is manageable here. Can that lineup get down? Because his numbers are filthy over the past 30 days. Kodai Senga's on the mound. He's got pretty good numbers as well. Let me take a look to see where his xFIP minus is at. 98. So if we're looking at anything tonight, not really a big fan here of going either side with RBI props, home run props, base hit props. But if we're looking at an under, that probably could be the way to go here. One minus 142 favorite for the Mets, an 8.5 total. By the way, Blue Jays, Giants, that's an 8.5. And also the Blue Jays are favored in that game at a minus 118 price. Miss me with that. You tell me a bullpen's going to be better here than a starting pitcher in Logan Webb? I'm not really buying at that part. No thanks. But that game to me, talking about the Brewers and the Mets, more likely to be an under than an over. Now get this one here. And again, sometimes you play in a smaller ballpark, which obviously Fenway is. 74, 75 degree temperatures by the time first pitch is going to happen at 7:10 Eastern, and a light wind blowing out somewhere in that left center field category. We talked about Braxton Garrett and his off-of-the-charts numbers. Now, let me just bring up his actual game-by-game here for him. Let's see what good old Braxton's been doing. Because his analytical numbers He might as well be the mold when you look into a dictionary right now. Dominant pitcher in baseball like Braxton Garrett would show up under analytics. Now, if we take a look at his last few starts, mixed bag. 4 starts ago against the Royals, 5 innings pitched, 4 earned runs. Then he goes against the Chicago White Sox, 5 1/3, no earned runs. At the Washington Nationals, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run. Pittsburgh Pirates at home, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 13 strikeouts. He was absolutely filthy in that game. So now when we take a look at the matchups and just look at the, you know, splits, 106 batters he's faced over the past 30 days. Keep in mind, again, Braxton Garrett, left-handed pitcher, 127 ISO, 225 weighted on base percentage. Now, usually the matchup that you want, and rightfully so, is as a left-handed pitcher, how does he deal with right-handed batters? He's been unconscious the past 30 days against them. 76 batters he's faced, an 097 ISO, and a weighted on base percentage of 213. That's so good. Now, granted, this lineup here for the Red Sox has done okay against left-handed pitching over the past month, but I'm not stepping into that. As I just told you, you're throwing lefties out the window because it looks like it's going to be Verdugo, Devers, and Yoshida. Lefty on lefty, not really that interested in that. But right-handed batters, guys like Justin Turner, they've actually dominated left-handed pitching. But again, Braxton Garrett is so off the charts with some of his numbers. An xFIP minus of 32, didn't even know it went that low, to be honest. xFIP, FIP, Sierra, all ridiculous prices. Which then leads me over to say, like, boy, Garrett matches up that well. That line is 10. Slight favorite to the Marlins at a minus 126, but that line is 10. It's 10. Pretty incredible stuff. Now, we don't have a confirmed starting pitcher, but some of these outlets are putting out Caleb Ort on the mound as maybe an opener. Let me check some of these starting lineups and just hit refresh to see if we have some official starters and openers. Still just says Caleb Ort there. So we don't know if it's going to be a starter or not, but he doesn't have very many innings pitched here over the past 30 days. Only 86 batters combined that he's faced on the season itself. Houston and St. Louis. Now, as I said, this is a very interesting one. The dichotomy of a top starting pitcher here in Major League Baseball today being Braxton Garrett, the opposite side of the spectrum, xFIP-wise, Christian Javier, dead last on the card, a 157. Unbelievably bad xFIP numbers, horrendous Sierra numbers. How about that? How does that play into it tonight, huh? Because if you're looking at the lineup, we know the Cardinals are talented. And there aren't really any alarm bells ringing, per se, for Christian Javier. ISO power number to lefties, 122 to righties, a 115. Donnie, what gives? How can he be the worst pitcher on the card? He does have an elevated weighted on base percentage against lefties, but very good against righties. Ground ball percentage is terrible. That always gets you in trouble in Major League Baseball. I mean, horrendous. He's basically a fly ball pitcher. To right-handed batters, a 15% ground ball percentage. That means 85% of the balls coming off the bat for right-handed batters are a fly ball or a line drive. That is as bad as it gets. And as I told you, right-handed batters, a 50% hard contact rate, which is really hard to do. Whiff percentage, only 20% against lefties, 19% against righties. The ball's going to be in play. Just a matter if you can trust that St. Louis Cardinals lineup here and what they have to offer. Nolan Arenado's got good numbers against righties. Jordan Walker over the past month, very good numbers against righties. But that's an interesting matchup overall. Miles Michaelis on the mound for the Cardinals. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Home run swing. Who was that? Matt Olson, number 26 on the Major League Baseball season. 3-0 lead here for the Atlanta Braves. Run linebackers rejoice. Get you a little bit more of that leeway here. Not a lot of runs scored today, particularly from the Minnesota Twins. Didn't score a lot of runs yesterday either. This just in, the Atlanta Braves are a really good team. We are now in the bottom of the eighth inning. Actually, it looks like we might be out of the bottom of the eighth inning and into the top of the ninth inning. So in for a landing, it looks like today, in that baseball game here. Detroit and Texas, 8:05 first pitch tonight. Wentz is on the mound, not a very good pitcher by any stretch. He's going up against an elite lineup tonight. Let me just take a look here. Some game-by-game here for Wentz on the mound. So I want to say that, again, I'm getting a little bit older. I can't remember what everybody does the last time or the past few games that they've pitched. But if we're looking at here, serviceable, I guess would be the word. Last three games, 4 1/3, 2 earned runs. 6 innings, 2 earned runs. And 5 innings, 3 earned runs. But in those last, look at this, 4 games, 2 home runs, 1 home run. No home runs, 2 home runs. So that's 5 home runs given up here. So 2, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 home runs given up in the past 4 games combined. 3 of those games out of the 4 there were home runs hit there. Too many walks here for Wentz. Maybe not enough strikeouts. 4, 4, 9, and then 4 again. And we do know the Minnesota Twins strike out a ton. So he did get them for 4 strikeouts in one game, which is bad, and 9 in the other game. So he'll be on the mound tonight. If we line him up against that Texas Rangers lineup, you're going to get a lot of right-handed batters here. Now, he's right around average against righties. 211 over the past 30 days, ISO. Weighted on base percentage, 325. He's actually getting cracked against lefties, which, again, lines right up with Corey Seager. Now, Seager not as dominant as he's been in the past 30 days against lefty pitchers as he's been against righties, but still effective. A 175 ISO and a 370 weighted on base percentage. Nathaniel Lowe, a 323 weighted on base percentage as a lefty there. But everybody else will be batting from the right-hand side. There should be a legitimate chance to tune Wentz up tonight. No doubt in my mind. Dane Dunning will be on the mound here for the Texas Rangers. He struggled a little bit with both lefties and righties. Not a great pitcher here over the past month. On the season, he actually has good numbers, but slipping just a little bit. Guys that you might want to factor in, Kerry Carpenter out of the 3-hole tonight, 397 weighted on base percentage, something that might make some sense. Andy Ibanez, 326. Matt Vierling, through 32 at-bats, a 541 weighted on base percentage. And Miguel Cabrera, a 378 weighted on base percentage. Not a lot to love in that game overall, but we might get some runs there, to be honest. If we're looking at this game, let me just take a look here at FanDuel with some of the lines we have. -210 price on Texas. Not really willing to pay that, but they should hit. Total of 9.5. We'll probably get 10 or more runs in that game tonight. That's just where we're figuring out. Aaron Nola on the mound tonight, going up against Drew Smyly. That's the Phillies and the Cubs. Take a look at FanDuel, a -136 price on the Phillies, which does seem a little bit cheap, and a total of 8.5. Last game, Aaron Nola was vintage Aaron Nola against these Atlanta Braves that we're watching on TV right now. Had a great performance. Phillies didn't win the game, but he didn't allow a run. Now, we're taking a look at the game tonight. The focus really is going to be on from a Phillies perspective because Drew Smyly, as a lefty, he doesn't necessarily get lefties out, but he had a very good start to the season against right-handed batters and has completely given that away. 267 ISO, 388 weighted on base percentage. Right-handed batters are where you want to focus on. Now, having said that, too, Kyle Schwarber's got nasty numbers against left-handed pitching. Nasty. Good chance he goes yard tonight. 375 ISO and a 465 weighted on base percentage. I went Trey Turner and JT Realmuto, +165, +175 for RBI shots. JP's going Nick Castellanos, due up in the third hole tonight with a 452 weighted on base percentage. My looks tonight from this game will be from a Philadelphia Phillies perspective. Do I think the Phillies win the game? I do. I think they have the better pitcher on the mound and the better overall lineup. We'll see how it plays out. The Phillies were very good last night, as we said, with a 5-1 victory. We'll see if they can keep the winning mojo going. Cleveland and Kansas City, game that I really didn't spend too much time looking at, per se, this morning. Logan Allen on the mound here, going up against, who's this guy anyway? Austin Cox. Left-handed pitcher. Hasn't faced too many batters, but boy, he's been pretty good here. From a weighted on-base percentage, a K percentage, he's done the job. 35 total batters, an ISO power number of 0, which means he's not giving up any base hits here. Weighted on-base percentage of 110, that's pretty impressive overall for him. And as we know, not a great lineup on a night-to-night basis for the Cleveland Guardians, to say the least. Kansas City going up against Allen, he struggled a little bit over the past month against right-handed batters. He's faced 94 of them. 202 ISO, slightly elevated. Weighted on base percentage, 366. That also is elevated. By the way, the Atlanta Braves did win that game 3-0 over the Minnesota Twins. They just couldn't hit their way out of a paper bag. But in the lineup tonight, it's not a lot of great looks here from the Kansas City Royals. Typically, there's never great looks from them. So passing on that game all the way around, do I want to lay a price of, I don't know, minus 138 on the road with the Garden, Maybe, just because Kansas City really is that bad. But outside of that, not a lot of excitement in the game. Dodgers-Colorado. Yesterday, a shutout by the Dodgers led by Clayton Kershaw, who got into the sixth inning with no-hit baseball against the Rockies in Colorado. That's pretty tough to do. Michael Grove's going to be on the mound in this game. He's not a great pitcher. 68 batters over the last 30 days that he's faced. His analytical numbers are bad. But having said that, like, Michael Grove's the ninth-rated pitcher on the card in xFIP minus, because once again, it does take ballpark and, you know, who you're playing into account. At an 85, you know, it's got a terrible, ERA, which, again, we don't really look at. It's just really a baseboard. But it's got some pretty good xFIP numbers and Sierra numbers. So maybe something gives tonight. But again, not really looking towards the Rockies per se overall. It's always those Dodger bats that line up. If we're looking from a Dodgers perspective tonight, weather conditions there, 83 degrees with a wind blowing in. So not unbelievably good conditions, but still good enough to get some base hits. The Dodgers plated 5 runs last night. They should get more tonight. They should have more last night. Kyle Freeland's a left-handed pitcher. He's really struggled striking out batters. And when you're doing that in Coors, that usually leads to disaster. Elevated numbers to both lefty and righty batters for him on the season. He did okay against lefties. Through 84 of those concurrently, or excuse me, during the current season. Last 30 days, though, he's completely given that away. Lefty and righty batters are hammering him. If we're looking from a Dodger perspective, who you're trying to line up again, really Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, they're off the chart. Look at these two numbers. I might just have to go again tonight with Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. That might be it, where I might be going with one of those profit boosts there on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Mookie Betts, 22 at-bats against lefties past month, 556. Weighted on base, 556 ISO. How about the ISO on Freddie Freeman, too, 435. I mean, you want to talk about guys that are getting their bat around and crushing baseballs from left-handed pitchers? Those two guys are doing it. Look at their weighted on base percentages. Team best here. 511 Mookie Betts, 502 Freddie Freeman. Incredible stuff. Last night did not work out in my favor going with those two guys. But I got to tell you, the feeling that we might be getting back on Betts and Freeman tonight, pretty high. Will Smith, also on your card. J.D. Martinez, also on your card. This might be one of those games where you take, and honestly, Betts, Freeman, Smith, and Martinez. Here's the only problem, though. Where usually when you look at RBI props, you say, you know what, Donnie? Might be smart just to take all four. Could all four get RBI? I mean, sure they can. But you're looking at guys so elevated that if you say, if two of the four get it, that's exactly what you're looking forward to. Because in the RBI market, everybody's usually plus money. 150s, 160s, 180s, 220s. But that's not the case in Colorado. And sometimes that's the issue. Take a look at Mookie Betts here. Let's see where he's at. Let me just bring this game up here. So let's slide it down. And again, a heavy favorite here for the Dodgers at a 12.5. Even though it says unknown pitcher, so we're going to be getting a bullpen game technically here out of the Los Angeles Dodgers. But if I line up these runs batted in, okay, here we go. Like Mookie Betts, minus 110. Not a plus money number here. Freddie Freeman, plus 110. So he's just plus. Will Smith, minus 115. J.D. Martinez right in the middle of that lineup had a big night last night. He's minus 140. I don't think I've ever seen a minus 140, quite frankly, from a bet365. So do you see where I'm going with this? It's not that you even want to say, well, okay, I'm just going to take Freddie Freeman at plus 110 and that's it. That's not the way to do it. But typically how you line up RBI props is if you take two, you get one of the two, you're cashing in a ticket. That's not the case tonight. Like you go 2-2, you're losing money at this point, right? Depending on who that guy was, if it was J.D. Martinez, you're paying that premium of minus 140. As opposed to a plus 140 or a plus 150 here. That's what makes it tough. We do think the Dodgers will score tonight, but is it effective on betting those? Just don't know at this time. They really should hammer, to be honest. No question in my mind. Chicago White Sox, Los Angeles Angels, Giolito on the mound tonight. And by the way, talked about this morning on the early line. That lineup profile for the Angels, it's fantastic. It's fantastic against right-handed pitching in the past month. You could have 8 of the 9 batters elevated and take. And again, sometimes you have to pause for greatness. Pour a little bit out, stand up and salute. Shohei Ohtani, who bats from the left-hand side, right-handed pitcher. Lucas Giolito, who again has had a pretty decent last 30 days here, pulling things back together. Ohtani's numbers, 84 times he's come to the plate against a right-handed pitcher in the past 30 days. He's got a 521 ISO and a 550 weighted on base percentage and a strikeout percentage only 15%, which coupled with a walk percentage of 13%, my God, there's a really good chance that he absolutely goes nuts. Whew. You just take Ohtani at this point. And by the way, what's Ohtani checking in with tonight on his RBI prop? Let's take a look here. See if we get the best of the best. Player props tonight. By the way, Trout will be in that lineup. He's got really good numbers also. He gets right-handed pitching. But you just get dwarfed by Shohei Ohtani and the numbers that he can actually put up. Shohei tonight to get an RBI. And here's what's crazy. I just told you how talented Shohei is and what his numbers are. We just talked about the Dodgers being in elevation against a bad pitcher. Three of the four guys you're paying juice on. Only one guy's got a plus money number. Shohei Ohtani plus 185 to get an RBI tonight. Does that sound like something you would be interested in? You know how salesmen say that? Hey, what if I told you I can get your payment at X number? Is that something that you would be interested in? Try to get a response back, a yes. Overcome objections here. What objections do you need on Shohei Ohtani tonight to fire away on a prop bet? If I told you, Shohei's a plus 185 with ridiculous numbers against right-handed pitching. Is that something that you would be interested in, sir? Yeah, I think it would be. That's an easy sell right there. How about the Yanks out on the West Coast today? Lost yesterday to Oakland. Could they lose again? Possibly. J.P. Sears can't get left-handed batters out, but he gets right-handed batters out. And why is that important? Every batter in the lineup tonight is going to be batting right-handed for the New York Yankees. And a lot of looks like it is atrocious. Not a lot of at-bats against left-handed pitchers. Not a lot of success against left-handed pitchers. Look at who's in this lineup tonight, right? Harrison Bader. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Oswaldo Cabrera. Volpe. Higashioka. Not exactly a payroll that you would anticipate with how much money they're actually paying compared to what we're actually getting out of that team. But J.P. Sears, maybe he deals tonight. Maybe they win 2 in a row against the Yanks. Domingo Germán is on the mound here. He's been awful. Last 30 days, take a look at these numbers. 118 batters that he's faced. 314. ISO. Weighted on base percentage, 430. What? He was actually favored in that game. Minus 154 for the Yanks. Highway robbery out there, people. We've got one more segment to go here on a Wednesday afternoon edition of Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside. Yeah, you know, I'll be back. Final segment here on a Wednesday afternoon edition of Moneyline. Boy, we got good Major League Baseball on the cards, and I'm cashing in tonight. I've already decided that. I think it's going to happen. I think we got some big things that we're doing tonight. I think those RBIs down in Camden Yards will pay off. I think the Philadelphia Phillies, a couple picks there, will pay off as well. I also, as you guys know, yesterday was a terrible same-game parlay that I put in with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman both to get RBI. I think they both get it tonight, to be honest. So we might be in on them in some way, shape, or form. But my same-game parlay tonight is down in the Charm City of Baltimore. I took the over 9 runs. I took Ellie De La Cruz to get a hit and Gunnar Henderson to get a hit. When that happens, that's a plus 166. So if you want to follow along with that, I think that cashes in. And also, as always, RBI props, we make them official out there on Twitter. If you haven't followed me yet, please do. At right side, one word, VP on Twitter. V as in Victor, P as in Paul. JP, let the people know where you're going tonight with the Philadelphia Phillies Chicago Cubs game.
Yep, all we need is one RBI out of Castellanos. That's what we're going for.
Oh, we're getting it. Yeah, we're going to get that tonight. No doubt about it. Nice little sweep there. Philadelphia Phillies out there in Chicago need it. RBIs, of course. And also, keep in mind, we talked a little bit about to start the show. NHL draft tonight, where some of your favorite players are going. Most people, just like me, I guess. I don't know if I'm lumping you in. I know Connor Bedard because I've heard a lot about him. Everybody else past that, not really too familiar. I think the Flyers here, my Flyers, have two first-round picks. Who knows if they draft anybody good? I just hope so. But the long rebuild for my Flyers certainly is going to take place once again, even though Ron Hextall did a rebuild and we got nothing out of it here in Philadelphia. But that having said, new blood in the building. Let's see what happens. But also, Chicago Blackhawks, who struck gold with a couple draft picks of the past, look like they're going to strike gold again with one of the more heralded guys coming into the draft. Connors have it all. Connor McDavid, dominant for the Edmonton Oilers. Connor Bedard, dominant for the Blackhawks. It could be. But that'll do it for the show here on a Wednesday afternoon. You know I'll be back on Thursday. You know who's going to be here tomorrow? At least we think. Okay, Dubs. The JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission Wednesday today. Let's cash those tickets in tonight. See you tomorrow.